The twin brothers have been planning this adventure for a long time. They researched the route, the weather, the wildlife, they trained to increase their endurance, and they collected the gear needed to complete the trip safely. Despite all their careful planning, though, this is the first time the two California lifeguards have been north of Washington State. Ryan says they've already had to make some adjustments.
Part of it's what we've heard from people. Part of it's taking the ferry across the Dixon entrance and looking at the seas out there.
The primary change was to the planned route, based on advice from area fishermen and tugboat operators, and after looking at the huge tides in this area compared to those of Southern California. The brothers know their plans will have to be flexible because nature doesn't always cooperate with a schedule.
I remember right when we started planning, we're thinking, oh, 3 months, we got it. And then you start planning, you realize you need rest days, we're going to get beaten down. And then now we just kind of say, you know what, we're going to get there when we get there.
Yeah.
Half a year, doesn't matter.
I don't care how long it takes, but we'll finish.
The two say they wanted an adventure after graduating from college, a real experience in a rugged, pristine part of the world. They've been surfing most of their lives and say they feel at home in the water, so a paddleboard expedition seemed like the way to go. They have 18-foot boards made special for this trip with custom racks to hold their gear, sleeping bags, tent, waterproof maps, a VHF radio, emergency beacons, and lots of dehydrated food. They did plan, though, to get some different gloves while in Ketchikan.
We put in at the Skeena River the other day. Down Prince Rupert and realized we need thicker gloves.
Yeah. My toes are still numb half an hour after I got out, and we're only in the water for half an hour. So
the first roughest part of the route also is the least familiar, which Casey says is part of the appeal.
That's the most kind of unnerving thing about it, but exciting too. You're just going into the unknown relatively. You can get as much information as you can, but like you said, you don't really know. Yeah.
They agree they look forward to learning, exploring, discovering, and simply experiencing a new part of the natural world. The brothers plan to document the trip as much as possible, and they're bringing some waterproof cameras and a solar-powered charger. They hope, while experiencing this big adventure, to also bring awareness to environmental issues affecting the areas they'll be traveling through.
If we can have a positive impact on the way down, that makes it that much better.
The adventurous brothers, who will turn 24 during the trip, say they've gotten a mix of reactions when they've told people about their plans.
Actually, going up the coastline, as we went farther north, people just kind of more and more shaking their head a little bit. In California, you know, that down Southern California, they're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. It's gonna be rad. Yeah, go for it.
And then you get up here, and this guy's. We were in a cafe, and I forgot what town.
In the interior, somewhere.
Somewhere in the middle of BC, and this guy asked us what was on the roof of our truck. And we're like, oh yeah, they're paddle boards. And he goes, what are you gonna do with those? Eh? And I'm like, you know, I was like, oh, we're gonna paddle to Mexico. And he just starts laughing.
Their parents have their own set of concerns.
Just pretty nervous. My mom was not too happy about it, but then she. We've been doing a lot of stuff our whole lives that has put her on edge.
Despite their reservations, their parents did help fund the trip, along with sponsors that donated equipment and gear. The brothers also expect to be broke by the end of the trip, but happy. Another question they often get from people is, are you crazy?
Are you crazy? You think?
I don't know. There's a reason no one's done it before, right?
Someone's
got to do it eventually, yeah.
I'll tell you in 6 months.
Come back in 6 months.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.